We are learning Masechet Sedarim Daf Nun Hey Amud Aleph, and we are starting on top of the Amud, on top of Daf Nun Hey Amud Aleph, new Mishnah. Hanoidem in Adagon. Someone asks Hana from Dagon, which will tighten English means grain. What does Dagon mean when it talks to Lashon Adarim? Also pull a mitzri yavish. Also, even in pull a mitzri yavish, which means dried beans, because Dagon, the fetus man the Amah, is a Lashon, anything that you pile up. When you store it, you pile them up. So that includes not only the five grains, but includes also pula mitzri or anything else that's piled up. When you say dagon, you're referring to the chamesh saminim, to the five minim. Obviously, when it comes to nadarim, everything is lashem ne'adam. Rav Meir holds lashem ne'adam of dagon includes all these grains and anything that's piled. Chama say no, it only means chamesh saminim. Rav Meir hanoidem min ha'tvua. If you say neder from tvua, I'm not going to have enough from tvua. We're not going to eat any tvuah. Then everyone agrees, we'll see in the Gemara, that there's only the five minim. Tvuah definitely means only the five minim, which are the five grains, which is wheat, barley, spelt, rye, and oats. Avanoidim na dagon, osur bekoil, yosur in, this is all the Ramea Shita, umutav peris ilam v'yarek, but you are mutav and peris ilam v'yarek. So that's not something that is normal to pile, to make a dagon out of it. That's the Mishnah. Dr. Gemara Lememra, the Dagon called the Midgam Mashma. It's Mashma Firai Meir, that the Lashon of Dagon means anything that's piled. Moshe Rav Yosef, it says the Pasuk Devar Yomim, Kupreitz HaDavar, here Bubnei Yisrael, this is talking about in the days of Chizkiyah, people were very lax in the mitzvah of Trumos and Maestris. So he made a Chizkiyah, made a whole Takana, that everyone should start doing it, and start working on it. And because of that, it really got big, and everyone was giving Trumos and Maestros. So, Kupreitz HaDavar, here Bubnei Yisrael, Reishis Dagon, Tirosh V'Yitzar, Udevash, V'chol Tavuas, Soda U'masa Kol Roi V'Viu. They brought a lot of stuff, a lot of schayra, a lot of different things. So what does it say in the Pasuk? A Lashon of Dagon, and it says, V'chol Tavuas Soda L'Roi V'Yamris Dagon called the Midgam Mashma. If we're going to Ramea here, we're asking Kasha Ramea. Ramea holds Dagon means everything. So what exactly is Tvua Sada being Marba? Tvua, we know, is only Chamesh Shaminim. So what exactly are you adding on? V'chol Tvua Sada L'Roiv. V'Yamris Dagon called the Midgam Mashma. Micah Praetz Dava Herbu. What's the Lashon Tvua Sada? Are you going to ask me? We start off explaining that Nadarim is Lashon Ne'adam. What do you want from a Pasuk? A Pasuk is Lashon Ne'adam. So the Rosh, in a few words, he answers the Kasha. The Rosh says, V'hai reishis dagon dechsiv b'kra, haynu masha nikra dagon b'loshan b'nei adam. Somehow we knew this pasuk was talking about, was someone talking and it was loshan b'nei adam. And from there, we knew loshan b'nei adam. That's the Rosh says. It's a little bit of a hara, exactly, what exactly is the raya. But somehow we knew that loshan b'nei adam. The Rishash on that Rosh just explains it a little better. He says that we knew somehow that it's Lashon Bnei Adam in that pasuk. I read Lashon Rasha. It says, "Mashma the Rosh Loimer Divra Yomim Nichtav Al Lashon Bnei Adam." V'chi Mashma Yosef B'Taisve. Somehow it was Lashon Bnei Adam. Our Kavanah Mekasha is in this pasuk says Midgan and Tvua. How can the two things be? How can if Midgan according to Ramei means everything? What's Tvua? Zokti Gemara. There's a difference between the Gemara Amar Baya Lasui Peris Ilon VaYerek. That Peris Ilon VaYerek. That's what's coming to the Marva. Tvua Sod is adding on Peris Ilon VaYerek. That means Dagon was mashed by anything that you could pile. What's Tvua Sada? You already included everything in Dagon, according to Rebbe Meir. There it is. Tvua Sada be marba that even the Parasilim Vayarek, because here we're talking about Meisters, Trumas Meisters, this is Trumas Meisters, Midarbon, at least on a lot of Parasilim Vayarek. So I can put him that there it's coming to marba Parasilim Vayarek. Zog the Gemara Vaita. Rameo Imer, there's still another Kasha here, which the Gemara is going to talk about in a second and ask in a different oifen, that Tvua Sasada, L'charev means Tvua, not Peris Elon, and Yerek, so how can you say Lasuya? The Gemara next month we'll talk about that really. Ramei Oyim, Noidim at Tvua, it's said in the Mishnah, if you say Noidim at Tvua, if you make an Issa enough from Tvua, Issa to eat from Tvua, you only ask from the five minim. Omrav Yechnon, Akol Moidim, Noidim at Tvua, She'ina Asa Machavesh Shaminim. That means even though it's machloikis by Dagon, it's machloikis, but everyone agrees by noidim and atvua, she'ina asa elo mechamesh shaminim. Only asa from the five grains. That's it. Taina mehachi. It's taka first a brayso like that. V'shavin. Everyone agrees. But noidim and atvua. When I say tvua, she'ina asa elo mechamesh shaminim. That means like this. That Dagon was machloikis. Ramei said it meant anything that you pile, and Racham said it means only chamesh shaminim. But tvua l'kuli yama means only chamesh shaminim. So Gemara Pshita, well, what's the Chiddush? That's what Tvua means. Well, why do you think someone argues? Mamatema Tvua, Kol, Mili, Mashma, Mashma, everything. Dr. Ran, why? Because the targum of the word tvua is alalta. Now we'll see later on in the Gemara, alalta refers to anything that multiplies, anything that's produce is called alalta. So you think it means anything, kamash v'lon, deloy mash v'kol mili. The tvua is not mash v'everything. Master Rav Yosef, from the pasuk we just said before, kapreis adava harab b'nei Yisrael, it says the end of the pasuk, called tvua sada. And we said that Tvua Sada is Marba, when Reddit says Dogon, right? So Tvua Sada has to be Marba other things. Tvua only means Chmesh Aminim. Dogon for sure means Chmesh Aminim. So what's called Tvua Sada? So you see, Tvua can mean other things besides Chmesh Aminim. So it's a Kasha on this Gemara that said, Kuli Yama, it's Chmesh Aminim. Best thing more could have the same Kasha on a mayor before, but now it's Kasha on everyone. Amarava, Tvua Lechud, and Tvua Sada Lechud. Tvua means one thing, and Tvua Sada means something else. They're not the same thing. Tvua avada only means five minim, the chmesh minim, the five grains. Mashenka tvua sada means could be marba, yerek, and ilon as well, vegetables and peris of the tree as well. Bar Mar Shmuel, when he died, pocketed the listnun tleisa alfezuzi l'rava min alalta nahar panya. He was a rich person, and he said 13,000 zuz of produce of alalta. Of in the area of Nahar Panya, that area that I own, goes to Rava. That goes to Rava. Shalcha, the Rava did not know exactly what that means. You know, he had a lot of business over there in that area. What does alalta mean? So Shalcha Rava l'kamed Rav Yosef. So Rava sent to Rav Yosef, alalta hechi mikraya. Rav Yosef was the god of Adar. He was Rebbe. Alalta hechi mikraya. Alalta hechi mikraya. What do we say alalta? What do you mean? What do we mean when we say alalta? What does that refer to? I'm very safe. Mastisim, it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "V'shavim benoydim in atvua." She knows the Machamish Shaminim. Our Mishnah says that when you benoydim in atvua, only means the five grains. And we said tvua is the targum of alalta. So if we say alalta, you mean the Machamish Shaminim. Am le'abaya midami tvua le'mashma le'machamish Shaminim. Alalta kol mili mashma. Abaye Tainet, after he heard this psak, he said, I don't know what you're talking about. Tvua is, you're right, is mashma only five minim. But alalta is a better lashon, and that's a lashon that means all type of produce. Adru came to Rava, so they sent back to Rava this discussion. Between Abaye and Rav Yosef, Omar, holo kome bayali, the alalta kol mili mashma. I never had a shayla, I know alalta means everything. You know what my shayla was? Hado de Bayali. You know what my shayla was? Schar bat v'schar sfinos. What about the rent from, you know, in that area you had houses and boats, and the rent of that, could I collect that? My, me and Rina Kiva de Pachs on Lavalalti. Maybe you would think that houses that give rent, since they have depreciation and sfinos also, so therefore that's not called alalta. That's not called produce, because it's something, when you get that rent, something else is happening with Shas Maisa. The thing is getting weaker. It's getting ruined a little bit. It's getting depreciated. This is not realized, really. You don't really see it. Alalta, it's called alalta. So this Marba Shmuel had a lot of business in that area in Hapanya. He told me to take from the alalta. So I know I could take from any pay raise. My question was, can I take from rent? Is that also something I could collect as my $13,000? Why? Because that's also called alalta. Or on the other hand, it's not called alalta. Why not? Because that has depreciation. So Amru Rabbanon Kamei, the Rav Yosef. So they said, went back to Rav Yosef. He said, you know, this is Rav Shaila. You missed Rav Shaila. Rav Shaila wasn't what Alalta is. The Shaila was, this is the darkest thick of thing. So Rav Yosef was upset now. If he didn't need me, if his question, like he may believe, like he didn't know what Alalta was, and then I say a psak, he doesn't listen to me. So my Shalachlon, well, why did he send me to Shaila? Like he sent me to Shaila, didn't listen to, and he knew that part. Like send the Shaila like a mensch. Ikbid Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef got upset. He was upset at Rav. Shama Rava heard, Rava heard, and it came Erev Yom Kippur to be asked Mechila from Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef couldn't see. So even if he came there, he wouldn't recognize Rava. He couldn't see. Rav Yosef, we know, couldn't see. So Ashkechel Shamei, Davakamazu Kamei Kas Dechamra. It was Erev Yom Kippur, and they found the Shamei in the middle of pouring a cup of wine for Rav Yosef. In those days, they had to put water into the wine. They had wine, they mixed it with water, and that's how they made a meziga of a kais of wine. Amalei, so Rav Yosef told Shamash, "Havli dem zigle. Let me do it. Let me make the mizuk. Let me make the mixture. Havli dem zigle anot. Yavle." Shamash gave it to Rav, and he put the water into the cup of wine and prepare the cup of wine. Tikka shasi, when he took a drink of it, Omar hadei mizga domi la mizga de Rava Rav Yosef bar Chama. This wine tastes like the mixture of Rava's wine. Like the Ran explains, that Rava, his recipe was al-chat losa, was three quarters wine, or water, and one quarter wine. That was Rava's mixture. So Akapanim, so he knew, he recognized it, that was Rava. Amalei, honey, Rava says, yeah, it's me, I'm here. Amalei, don't sit down. Till you explain me pshat in this pasuk. What's pshat in the pasuk? This is a pasuk in Parashas Chukas and the Parashas Chukas. It's talked about there. There was a shira that they said when there was a certain victory in the pasuk over there. And so he had he dashed in this pasuk. Amalei, Rava said like this. And the reason why Rav Yosef asked him to dash in this pasuk, he wanted to hint to him something. I'm like, even she also adam atzmai kamidbar shumufkal akarl turn it lamatana. If he makes himself into a midbar, which is mufkal akarl, then the Torah is give it to him matana. Shnema u midbar matana. He makes himself into a midbar, then he gets the matana of the Torah. The kibush nitla matana. Once the Torah is given to him matana, nachlu kail. He was zeiche in a little bit of godliness. His Torah is bamish a stick of a kares baruch. Shnema matana nachliel. He goes lagdula. He becomes a gadol. That's a gadol. A gadol who's naichel tyra. Shenem machdila bamos. Bamos means high up. But the gibiatzmai, if he's too big of a valgaiva, Hakadosh Baruch Hu mashpila. Hakadosh Baruch Hu puts him down. Shenem bamos hagai. Veloyoid. Not only that, bamos means bamos up the hagai the valley. Veloyoid el shoykim oisay v'karka. Hashem pushes him into the karka. Shenem nishkva apnei yeshimai. How does that mean shaykim? It says v'nishkafa. So there's two ways to learn. The Rashash learns that v'nishkafa, you could switch it to v'nishka'a. Pei and ayin can be interchanged one after another. V'nishkafa can be nishka'a p'nei yeshimayin. And the Tosfos says, igaris sheshaykvim oisa b'karka. And therefore v'nishka'a means p'nei yeshimayin. V'mchazo b'ay karis baruch hu. And then if he's chayzi, he does tshuva from being a balgaiva. Karis baruch hu megbiya. Karis baruch hu picks him back up. Shenemar kol gai yinase. Kol Gai Nase. So this is the and Kol Gai Nase means that anyone who went down, Hashem will pick up if he does tshuva. So Rav Yosef had to make this drasha in order to tell him, you have to be more honor when you come to ask a shayla. You have to think about other people. And that was a simon he was giving to Rava, and therefore Rava dashed this. So what's the halacha? Whatever, by Rava, that he had a shayla, if the schar svin and schar batim is called alalta. So he says, regarding this Yerusha, it's Yad Baal Shtar al Tachtoina. He always gets, he can't collect that because it's masafik, you don't know what to the mammon. But by Nadarim, you go to Chumra, and everything will be included. And if you say Alalta, then if you set Asir Hanof, any Alalta, then Schar Batim, the rent of houses, and the Schar Sfinos, the rent of Sfinos, will be included.